The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Joining us now is Pete Snyder. He is Ed Gillespie's campaign chair. Pete, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall.
Hey, good morning. Great to be with y'all.
Hey, from what I hear, there's something big going on tomorrow, an election going on tomorrow. I want to get right into this. Breitbart News had Ralph Northam's top 10 blunders during the Virginia governor race. Number one is that ad from the Latino Victory Fund. And Tom Perez was on with Chuck Todd yesterday, and Chuck Todd said to him, you know, isn't this racist? I drive a pickup truck. Doesn't this say that all pickup truck drivers are racist? And he went on, and he kind of pressured Tom Perez about whether this is a racist ad. And, you know, isn't this kind of wrong trying to get him to say that? And here's what Tom Perez had to say.
You know, Chuck, let's be clear about what's happening in the race in Virginia and in all too many races. Dog whistle politics. Steve Bannon just endorsed Ed Gillespie in Virginia this morning. And throughout this campaign, Ed Gillespie has been fear-mongering. He's been doing the same thing Donald Trump did. That's not fair. That's not right.
So he obviously dodged the question, but when you have Chuck Todd saying something wrong with this ad, what kind of an effect have you seen from that ad on the campaign?
Mary, it's been a tremendous effect. I mean, you go anywhere in the Commonwealth of Virginia right now. I'm near the tip of Tennessee in Bristol, Virginia right now. And whether we were in Fairfax on Saturday, Virginia Beach yesterday, everywhere you go, people have seen that ad, and they say, you know what, I've never seen anything more despicable and more disgusting, and I can't believe that Ralph Northam, who went to Virginia Military Institute and talked about honor, put on an ad and allowed an ad like that. You know, it's funny, I saw Tom Perez on the campaign trail in Prince William the other on Saturday, and Mary, he doesn't know up from down right now. He's facing a full frontal attack from Donna Brazil and having his surrogates put out racist ads in Virginia, and he's seeing this campaign slip away. Ed Gillespie and the entire Republican ticket is surging at the exact right time.
Well, let's
and the Democrats are imploding like I've never seen.
Pete, let's talk about the surge. Do you have internal polling figures? What are they showing?
Vince, we are tracking with almost everything you're seeing publicly, meaning over the past 2 weeks, and especially since that disgusting racist ad went on, Ed Gillespie and the entire ticket is moving up in the polls and surging. And in fact, on Friday, we crossed the line. We went from underdog to now in the lead. And Ralph Northam has been tanking. It's plain and simple. We're peaking at the right time, and they're cratering at the right time. I feel good. If we get all of your listeners out on Tuesday, we do that, we're going to win.
With 15 seconds here, how much money have you brought in over the past week, and how are you using it?
That ad caused a threefold increase in online contributions, and we're putting every single cent onto the ground, especially up in Northern Virginia, where Ed Gillespie's a Fairfax resident and calls Northern Virginia home. And we're putting everything on the ground, and we're going to get our people out, and we're going to win.
Pete Snyder, thank you so much for joining us. Best of luck tomorrow. That's Pete Snyder, Ed Gillespie's campaign chair. Thank you.
Mary, Vince, thanks for everything you do. Appreciate it. Get your listeners out there.